In the late 1960s, commentator Donald McCaig was a young man. He had a good job working in an office, but he decided that he wanted to work with his hands, something he'd not done much before. That experience, now more than three decades ago, remains with him, and some of the people he worked with remain his friends to this day.
In the summer of love, when thousands of young people were frolicking at Woodstock, my friends and I were living in the rain and mud under plastic shelters beside Maine's Moose River. We were building a house of logs. Since we planned to end the war in Vietnam, all poverty and racial discrimination, the plain fact that none of us had ever built anything more complicated than a doobie didn't seem to matter much. We were young and willing, and that counts for a lot. Since there was no road into our building site, we floated tools and building materials down the river. We were Greenwich Village hippies and beatniks, dopers and barflies. New volunteers sometimes woke up under a plastic roof to the smell of wood smoke and the buzz of black flies without knowing quite how they'd got there or exactly where they'd been partying the night before. It was Lorenzo's land. He paid for the materials. Dan spent the winter cutting, limbing, and debarking the logs. In the spring, we carried 8-foot logs out of the tucker brush, one man on each end. To this day, it was the most painful work I've ever done. But to the Downeasterner's amusement and surprise, the house got its foundations, its sills, and one at a time the logs went up. For us, it was sunny days, good work, skinny dipping, canoeing past feeding moose in the dawn hours. It was blues guitars and flutes around the campfire at night, and uncounted quarts of mosquito repellent. That summer taught me to be happy. At the time, I was a Madison Avenue copywriter. At 28 years old, I was making more money than my father ever made. I suppose I was on my way. In October, with snow chilling our hands, we put a roof on our log house. That was 35 years ago. Since then, some of us had good lives, and some did not. Some of us died. I left advertising to become a sheep farmer. Dan is a software developer in Massachusetts. Lorenzo is a contractor in San Francisco. We did stay friends. Last winter, Lorenzo called to say he was going to burn the cabin. Nobody was using it anymore except for vagrants, and he was afraid someone was going to get hurt. Afterwards, Lorenzo sent me some photographs. Among the deep snow and pine trees, bright flame shot up the logs and burst through the roof, those same logs we'd toted through the tucker brush so many years ago. When Dan saw the photos, he sent me a little Japanese poem. How clearly I can see the moon now that my storehouse is burned.
Donald McCaig is a sheep farmer in the western mountains of Virginia.